Welcome to the Zeroeth Lenten Podcast, or Lentcast, for Lent of 2026. This is Father John Zulsdorf. This year, as I have in years past, I'll offer a five-minute podcast to encourage you in your Lenten discipline. Today is the day before Lent, Shrove Tuesday. Shrove refers to being shriven, that is, absolved after confession of sins. Shriving, making a good confession, is a good thing to do as Lent gets underway, so go to confession. Lent is a time for penance, especially by fasting, that voluntary practice we impose on ourselves for the expiation of sin and temporal punishment due to sin, to make reparation for sins, to get our appetites under control. In the ancient times, people would take the money that they saved from fasting and distribute it to the poor, so it's connected to almsgiving. There are many different ways to fast, however, different kinds of activities one can give up. As you know, by now you should have some plan in order for at least the first week of Lent or so. Our sacred liturgy shifted in a very somber direction with Sunday and Septuagesima, at least it did in the Vetus Ordo. The Alleluia fell silent, and violent vestments adorn us during Mass, and the Roman station churches come up again, listed on those Jesima Sundays, and they bring us and the ancient catechumens into contact with the martyrs. They're very ancient. They go back to the time of Gregory the Great, a time of great upheaval, when people were close to extreme difficulties in life and really mortal, lethal times. Lent is the Church's annual retreat. It's structured confrontation, really, confrontation with reality. Lent teaches us God is holy. We are not. It teaches us Christ died, Christ rose, Christ will come again, and we are going to be judged as well. Lacking perspective, we often waste time as though it were infinite, but it is not, is it? Each Lent is a mercy because it may be our last Lent. Now, that's not morbid thinking. It's actually realistic and liberating. If this were the final Lent of your life, what would you fix? Whom would you forgive? What sin would you finally renounce? This is your time to reflect on these things. The Church gives us concrete weapons. Confession, daily Mass when possible, the Stations of the Cross, such a beautiful devotion, of course saying the Rosary, which we do all year, spiritual reading, works of mercy. Grace builds on nature. Grace builds on your decisions. And decisions require clarity, which means you have to know who you are. So examining your conscience each day during Lent is even more important than at other times of the year. You might do it in the evening when you brush your teeth, because it's such a weird time to do something spiritual. You'll probably remember to do it more readily. So this Zeroeth day is an important day. Before the ashes touch your foreheads, and I hope they will tomorrow, ask God for resolve. Ask God to grant you in advance a holy Lent. As a final note, as we go out of this Zeroeth podcast, Lent trains us to die well. In fact, the fact that we are going to die is the ultimate proximate reason for all we do as Catholics. In particular, going to Mass. Every Mass should help us get ready for death. That might sound a little morbid or stark, but it is really profoundly Christian. Every fast is a rehearsal for surrender. Every confession a rehearsal for judgment. Every act of mercy an investment in eternity. We do not enter Lent to become, little improved versions of ourselves. We learn to lose our lives in Christ during Lent. And so we are being confronted with our mortality at this time. Lent offers us a chance to be accountable for ourselves. And with the grace of God poured out on us without reserve from a loving God, make all the preparations we need to be pleasing to Him.